What I think is pretty cool about this next topic is that it's pretty much a combination of all the other ones. It's a covenant between David and Israel and God, which says that there will always be a son of David on the throne of Israel and Judah. It talks about that king that the people asked God for. The promise is fulfilled right at the end of the slide to destruction through a savior, Jesus, whose name means God of salvation, which is the Greek version of Joshua, which was designed, which was the same thing. If it's a story about how God uses even his own son's struggle to complete the plan that was designed before time. And it's the prediction of the saving of the world. So, it went like this. David was a true Nagid and a great king. God wanted to reward him. What's the best reward for a king? A promise to have your line last forever. Which God does, and is on the throne of heaven until he comes back. I chose a picture of the greatest attribute of Jesus, in my opinion. The fact that he is omnipotent, sovereign, and ruler of all, but he still gave up his life for humanity. And he chose the most painful, dreadful way to die for all of us.